This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze. Yes, we all see the irony in that. Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you are just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Good evening, you're listening to the Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9, 11 o'clock for your Tuesday night. Here again, I'm Matt Warne, and I'm joined by my equally grumpy and gay co-host, Helen. Helen, how's it been for you this week?
Well, Matt, I'm currently at DEFCON 4 here. Apparently, the AGM has taken it upon himself to conduct a welfare visit to Grumpy Gay Bunker L, Corona 2020.
Oh, no. It's your turn.
And in spite of the fact he has come bearing gifts by way of a lobster bisque and a bomb Alaska, which I might add Dee Dizzle has grabbed and snaffled away with a couple of dessert spoons in the boudoir, whilst I was wrangling Doug, he is currently restrained fishnet style within a giant macrame hanging basket I started at a women's retreat in Mombok 15 years ago.
We're talking the Japanese sensual art of shibari here, are we?
It is shibari. I didn't think that you women were into this kind of thing.
Oh, that's quite an image. Oh, honestly. So, like, did you learn this at when you're at the lesbian colony in Mombok, jam making?
Yes, we did.
Right, okay. Can I just add, that's mon bulk. That's French for my bulk.
Matt, I just want to say, can I just say, restrained here as I am inside this gigantic net of Helen's hobby, can I just say that I can't help but draw a comparison between your homes, and this is actually relatively unsurprising because I don't really want to go too much down the line of cliches, but I mean, there are hot glue guns, there are tool belts, and there are bead collections. And as for this thing she's thrust in my hand, mistaking it for a microphone, I mean, as I say, I'm trying to steer clear of cliches here, but Helen, you've done your cause no favours.
Well, she's a crafty one, that one.
Well, I mean, and don't be slurping on that lobster bisque either, because while I'm here, you'll be setting off a misophonia, and audible eating is a most significant trigger, I can tell you.
Oh, God, we're in for a bumpy ride tonight, Matt.
Absolutely, it's your turn, Helen. I can't believe you didn't learn anything from actually turning up at my place with a charity dish. Although, I've got to say, you really do have a penchant for 1970s dishes, don't you? Tuna mornay, lobster bisque, bomb Alaska.
I actually do.
Well, you know, I think I once referred to you, I described you as a modern-day Florence Nightingale. Tonight you're just a modern-day Margaret Fulton.
I am.
You're like something stuck from Women's Weekly 1976.
I have all those recipe books if you want the absolute truth. I always, like, you can't cook a meal really in Australia without harking back to a Women's Weekly because, I mean, well, how many times did they test their recipes?
Well, by the taste of your tuna mornay, not enough. Anyway.
How rude.
Coming up on tonight's show.
White sauce was a speciality. It was personal.
Oh.
We've got mad world while Matt vomits a little in his mouth. And we've got foreign correspondent.
Yeah, a bit of a new segment tonight. How exciting. We've hit the big time, Doug. Melbourne, we need to talk. I'm going back to the old traditional type of Melbourne we need to talk tonight. She's getting another talking to. The state of heritage is this week's topic.
Ooh. And for once, room 666 is mine. And all I can say is A12 or Musk names.
Oh. Or you can't say it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what we got?
No.
Looking forward to this one. Agent of the week. We're going to be talking about a vegan jogger.
Oh, for the love of God.
And of course, our grumpy gay theme of the week. It's my turn this week. And look, I've taken inspiration from you and your 1970s cooking, Doug. And also from this whole macrame thing. It's all very 1970s. So
macrame?
Oh, look, macrame.
Well, yes. When I was having a bit of a look around Helen's home, I was thinking that if we were in America, it would be macrame, wouldn't it? It would be macrame.
It would. I love an owl. At a god's eye, yeah. Anyway, look, we digress. I'm going back to the 1970s. I would say the year of our birth. I was 1970. Let's say the decade of our births.
Let's do that.
So I'm going with, the kind of COVID-unfriendly bands that weren't so much a band as a suburb. They had like 50 people in them. So we're going 1970s, and I'm kicking off with Kool and the Gang. This is Open Sesame.
Open Sesame!
Down with
Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gays on Joy 94.9. So, Matt, Cool and the Gang, Open Sesame. Can't say I know that one particularly well.
No, look, it's a bit of an obscure one. I did opt for one of the more obscure tracks from this era, but look, it's just quintessential 1970s. And I love a track that has the lyrics, I am the genie of funk, Shazam, and get on your camel and ride. They just don't write them like that anymore.
Well, I'm assuming you and Doug want to get on your camels and ride after this ISO, but...
One hump or two, Doug?
As many as I can possibly summon, to be fair.
But little bit exciting, this next segment, Matt. It shows that the Grumpy Gays are going global. We are officially crossing to our North American correspondent.
Wow, we have gone international. We're truly worthy of our 11 o'clock Tuesday night time slot. So yes, new segment tonight, foreign correspondent. And yeah, we are, exactly. Helen, we're crossing over to Dale Smith, our North American correspondent. Are you there, Dale?
I am, Matt, and it's great to be online with you.
Yeah.
And Helen, nice to meet you as well.
Hey, I'm here Dale. Too, Dale.
I know, Doug. You're always in the background somewhere.
Stick the macrame back in your mouth, Doug, and pipe down.
So the reason we're crossing over to you, Dale, is we know where we are down here. We've been just discussing it for many weeks. I'm in bunker one. Mrs. Gray is in bunker two. We've been self-isolation for many weeks now. We know where we're going with the whole coronavirus self-isolation thing down here in Australia. We're doing pretty well. One thing you don't particularly hear about is how well Canada is doing. We hear all about the States, but not so much Canada. How are you doing up there?
We're doing great. I think not quite as tremendous as the Trump administration in the States, because that's all we seem to hear about as well. But all very good.
Tremendous is an overly used word by that man, I must say.
Hold on. You say you're doing great, Dale, in good old Canada, but not great enough to keep Harry and Meghan there, I'd like to say.
Oh, don't even get me started on those traitors.
Here we go.
Oh, I said great just because I was trying to be all Canadian, but now you've really started pushing some buttons on me. If they wanted to get out of the limelight, why are they now reading children's books to little Archie to get a little bit of promotion going for themselves?
He's all over the media, is he?
All over the media. I was watching the news last night, and then Meghan was reading Archie a book. Like, that is news. I looked over at my mother, who was sitting across the room, and said, did you ever read me books? Why isn't she on TV being a celebrity? She read to me every night as a kid. She didn't get any great big prize for that. And now Archie's got his own book club.
Oh, okay.
Oprah has given Archie the Oprah stamp of approval. They're all in cahoots together. So, yeah. I can't say that I've got much more interest for any more of these stories where celebrities are doing what us normal people seem to do anyway.
On that note, I've just had a brilliant idea. I think we should start a Grumpy Gay book club and Doug reads the books.
Absolutely not.
How would that sound, Doug?
At a Grumpy Gay's book club, we don't really need to read. We just want to look at the pictures anyway.
I can't read.
Speaking of which, Dale, how is lockdown ISO and the gay community in Canada coping?
Well, I found myself isolating in a place called Moncton, New Brunswick, which is on the East Coast. So I'm not even sure there's a gay scene here to begin with. Me and myself, so nothing's really changed anyway for me in that respect. Locking up the gays and expecting them to stay there is just unbelievable. And they've done it. I've done it. Maybe they're all out shagging each other and nobody invited me to the party once again.
That's not what you told me last night.
I slipped over the fence, the wall, we call it. I got out of isolation and I finally just had to break curfew because I can't understand the rules anymore. All of these 5-point plans, 3-point plans, 1-point, they're all the same bloody plan.
Well, this is it. I was going to ask you about this because it does seem that this staged opening seems to just be a cut and paste of what other countries around the world are doing, spreading around the world virus style. Well, I wondered, do you have the same thing? We've got like a 3-4 stage plan for opening up society again down here.
We got the same one in New Brunswick. I look and see what the UK is doing, and I look and see what the US is doing and what Canada's doing. And now I'm going to have to look at Australia and see who stole this three-point plan. And by the way, if you look at the three stages of opening, why is in stage three we have saunas in there?
I was going to ask you that because that's one of my things. Of all the things that are in the opening stages of stage three, saunas is one of them. Nightclubs, food courts and saunas. When did Australians become so Scandinavian? This is what I don't understand.
Well, I don't think they mean I don't think they mean that sort of sauna. I don't think we're all going to be going along and hitting ourselves with birch twigs. I think it's a different type of sauna there, Doug.
It's a different type of twig too.
Yes, right. No, exactly. But the interesting thing is, isn't it funny that we mentioned that yesterday, how bizarre that stage three includes this weird standout word sauna, but it's up there in Canada as well. So that just says to me the same three-stage plan is just being used the world over. Do you think Trump's doing that?
Oh, don't even get me started on Trump. That's been the biggest disappointment. And not Trump. The fact that he's no longer doing his nightly briefings. That was the only comedy I had about Corona. I mean, seriously, I would wait till 7 o'clock and I would hush everybody up. And so I could simply watch what he was going to bamboozle his way through once again.
I know. Look, I sometimes I look at it and I think, I'm sure that's Jennifer Saunders in a male fat suit with a bouffant blonde wig on.
A little bit of Patsy's old wig that they just scraped off the floor and pasted on his head. I think that's the saddest part, is that he's no longer doing these briefings.
What I'm really conjuring an image of is a briefing by Justin Trudeau, possibly Justin Trudeau in briefs.
Oh.
Yes. Has he been shirtless during this crisis?
He comes out and does a daily briefing. It's been a bit chilly, so we are hoping for the summer when he's going to come out in a Speedo or maybe just a light thong.
I'd quite like to see him demonstrating to the public stage three.
Yes.
I think you two should suggest ScoMo do the same thing.
Oh, God.
No, absolutely not.
No, we want to go back to total lockdown with ScoMo. Thank you very much.
Absolutely not.
Anything else irking you up there about these crazy times?
Well, I guess my biggest pet peeve is the word normalcy. In America, nobody uses the word normality. And if one more report there says, this is normalcy, it's normality.
I heard this too, and I screamed the other night, as I often do. I screamed. I said,
what that noise was?
Yes. What is this word?
Get me out of the bathroom.
He's a screamer.
What is this word normalcy?
That's the way they say it here. And it just drives me.
Doug, back to your macrame. Yes, I know what you mean, but I also hear there's a little bit of a shortage of stocks from your supermarket, much like we had here with a bit of panic buying.
But this is what I'm saying. I just think this is a global crisis because everybody is doing the same thing. I mean, I guess you had your toilet paper shortage at first. Mm-hmm. And then no flour on the shelf.
I remember the good old days of normalcy. I used to sit down and just eat a whole bag of flour in front of the TV one, you know, with a spoon. Used to love those days.
Okay, Dale, so ScoMo, our illustrious leader here down under, is working on the creation of a trans-Tasman bubble. I'm thinking, given the cut-and-paste job that seems to be happening in Commonwealth countries, we should expand that bubble to include Canada. And all you can promote your brotherly love by going to the saunas when stage three restrictions come back into play.
Look out.
Well, we also have our bubbles over here, and I would love to be part of the Australian bubble, and I think that bubble definitely has to have a sauna in there somewhere.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us tonight, and hopefully you become our regular North American correspondent, Dale.
I will keep you updated on all that is happening over here anytime you want, and you're always welcome in my bubble anytime, too.
Take care up there. Bye.
Okay, bye down there.
Bye.
We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.